Unit 4.
Short conversations. Directions. In this section, you will hear 10 short conversations. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. Each conversation and question will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 suggested answers marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. I wish I could get used to this American custom of using first names.
I usually call just my good friends by their first names.
What's the man complaining about?
The invitation says that everyone should wear a disguise.
I know what the invitation says, but the stores are all closed, and it's too late to make a costume. Besides, I'm sure Sally would rather have me come to her party, dressed as I am, than not come at all.
Where are they probably going?
Have you read the latest best-selling novel, The Atomic Tangerine?
Well, I started it and then gave up after 100 pages. I couldn't even figure out who the main character was.
What does the woman think about the novel?
Does a half gallon of ice cream still sell for $2.50?
Yes. But we're having a sale on ice cream this week. If you buy 2 half gallons, the second is only half price.
How much is a gallon of ice cream? A sloth is a slow-moving, leaf-eating jungle mammal, which spends most of its life hanging upside down from the branches of trees. Does the word sloth have any other meaning?
Yes. A sloth is a lazy person. The word sloth also means laziness.
Which of the following is not a definition for the word sloth?
I'm sorry that my wife was so rude to you, Mrs. Gent. Usually she is quite polite. But our son has been very sick for 2 days, and she's rather upset.
Oh, I have children of my own, so I understand how she feels.
Why is the man apologizing?
Steve looks good in that old jacket, doesn't he?
I still wish he'd get a new one.
What's the man's opinion?
I realize that short hair is fashionable these days, but you looked so much nicer with long hair.
Long hair may look nice, but during the summer it's so uncomfortable. Even after I bought an air conditioner, my hair still bothered me.
What is the woman's reason for cutting her hair?
I don't know how you can eat so much, yet stay so slim, son. Your father has the same luck. I can't take a bite without mentally calculating how many calories I'm eating.
Don't forget Aunt Louise. She ate like an elephant and never gained a pound.
Who is afraid of gaining weight?
The movie theater will be too crowded, and the zoo is closed on Sunday. I've been thinking of going to see a baseball game, but I see in the newspaper that there's no game scheduled for today. So how about a picnic in the park?
Well, I was thinking of going to the art museum, but a picnic sounds like more fun.
What are they going to do today?
Spot dictation. Selecting a job in America is a personal affair in principle, but it is determined by the labor market and one's ability. Since professional work needs more employees, those with a higher education enjoy an advantage when they look for jobs with better pay. But ability is not something better. It includes one's education, credits in schools, degree, and personality. Besides, backgrounds and recommendation by famous persons are very important. Sex and color are often taken into consideration, though to do so is not lawful. In short, those who can produce more profit for the employers are taken first. In this respect, an employer is far more rational than emotional, otherwise he would stop being a capitalist. People cannot be independent of the society in which they live. They can work to change their society, but before their final success, they still have to live in it. This helps to explain the fierce competition among Americans. There is little hope for anyone to expect special favor if one cannot produce surplus value.
Passage. An occupational choice may not be made until the individual reaches late adolescence or early adulthood. But prior to this time, many decisions have been made that have led toward or away from given occupations. And long before the first job, the individual has developed ideas about the function of work and attitudes toward different kinds of work. Thus, career choice is a developmental process. The groundwork for it has been laid in many kinds of experiences, long before the final definite choice is made. Investigators have pointed to three stages in career choice. Stage 1. Fantasy period. For most children, this period extends until about age 11. In this stage, children do not relate occupation choice to their intellectual and personal qualifications or to realistic opportunities. Rather, they tend to make the assumption that they can become whatever they want to become, whether it be a police officer, a scientist, an astronaut, or a physician. Children often try out many occupational roles in their play, identifying with the occupation of their father or mother or other adults they know or have seen on television. Stage 2. Uncertain period. From about 11 to 17 years of age, young people recognize the need to decide sometime on a future occupation. Now they make tentative choices based on whatever awareness they have of their interests, abilities, and values, as well as environmental opportunities. At first, personal interests appear to be a primary consideration in career choice. Later, they begin to consider ability and training qualification. And still later, personal values become an important consideration. By the end of this period, they recognize that it is necessary to integrate interests, abilities, and values, and to allow for the realities of environmental limitations and opportunities in making a vocational choice. Stage 3. Realistic choice stage. From the age of about 17, young people try to work out a suitable occupational plan by translating their own desires into a real-life occupation. This process is often very difficult, especially for young people who find that their occupational dreams are unrealistic. At this stage, they often realize that it is necessary to compromise between their hopes and desires and reality. This stage, in turn, involves exploration, as young people acquire information and possible work experience, crystallization, as they narrow their range of alternatives and prepare to make a career choice, and finally, specification, with commitment to a given occupational goal. When is the best time for one to make an occupational choice? What do children tend to do at or above the age of 11? How are the three stages in career choice grouped in the passage? What can you draw from the investigations about career choice? Which one of the following statements can you infer?
Story. A small talking dog was a big success when it came to our theater. It told jokes, sang songs, and did a lot of other funny things on the stage. But while it was singing one of its songs, a bigger dog came into the theater, stopped, listened for a few moments, and then ran up and jumped onto the stage. The small talking dog tried to get away, but the bigger dog caught it by the skin of its neck and carried it off the stage. Just as the two animals were disappearing behind the curtains at the side of the stage, the small talking dog said, "I am sorry about this, everybody. This is my mother. She doesn't want me to be an actor. She wants me to become a doctor."